Welcome to another InventRight podcast interview with InventRight co-founders Stephen Key and Andrew Krause. Today's guest is Todd Brabender. Todd Brabender is the president of Spread the News PR Inc. His business specializes in generating widespread media exposure for innovative products and services. Brabender and his business were recently featured on the front page of the prestigious Wall Street Journal. The article detailed how Spread the News PR has carved an amazingly successful niche in getting national PR for unusual, yet practical, funny, and functional products. Now we join InventRight co-founders Stephen Key and Andrew Krause with their guest, Todd Brabender.
Welcome, Todd.
Thank you, guys. It's an honor to be here.
Todd, I noticed that you were recently in the Wall Street Journal as being the PR guy for unusual products such as the Fish and Flush toilet fish tank. Why have you chosen to be the PR guy for odd and unusual products?
Well, I guess it's kind of a it chose me and I chose it, so it's a kind of a nice validation there. And a quick clarification, we don't just work with unusual products. The Wall Street Journal article really played up some of the unique products that we've worked with, but the key that we like to work with clients is just you got to have a product that's innovative and unique and nothing like anything else like it out there. So that was the focus of the Wall Street Journal article was kind of the wacky products that we work with, but we do work with a lot of products and companies that are launching practical and functional products as well. But my favorite campaigns are the wacky ones. So how I got into this crazy game, actually my very first client way back in 1994 was I was a former TV news producer and reporter, and was looking to make a career change and got out of that, and our feature reporter at the TV station was very creative and had come up with a new product called Boyfriend in a Box. And it's just what you might imagine. It was kind of a novelty gag gift to trick friends into thinking that you had a boyfriend with love notes and photos and telephone messages and things like that. And she just said, "Well, can you help me generate some media exposure with your media contacts throughout the country?" And I certainly, was intrigued and thought it would be fun, and lit the fuse on that. And boy, did the boom happen quickly thereafter. In the next 6 months or so, we got her featured into hundreds of newspapers and magazines and hundreds of radio shows, TV shows. She was in People magazine, Time magazine. She sat across the chair from Katie Couric on the Today Show, and had some really good media exposure success with that campaign, and that kind of started it. And from there, a lot of people started contacting me saying, "Hey, I have a unique product as well. Can you do what you did for Kathy? Can you do that for my company?" And so the word kind of spread, no pun intended, to get the about my company and what we did, and people would say, "Well, if you have a unique product, Spread the News is the company to work with. They're good at that type of thing." And that's kind of how it started from there, and it's gone straight up from there. So,
Todd, this is Stephen here. You know what's, I think it's fantastic about PR, is that it's not advertising. And it seems to be more powerful than advertising. Can you talk a little bit about that and why that is?
Yeah, it's just that it's the credibility factor is just through the roof. It's a third party endorsement kind of thing. Advertising, if you have enough money, a monkey can buy an ad if he's got enough money. It's you can say whatever you want in it. You can make your own superlatives and make your own claims of greatness, but when you're pitching it out to the media, and the media, it has to go through that media filter, and there's that what I call media validation of a media person looking at it saying, "Okay, this is something I think my readers or viewers will be interested in." If it passes that test and gets through their kind of sieve a little bit, then that's a nice credibility building aspect. The media, they're not going to do a story unless they think it's going to be a feature that their media or that their readers or viewers are going to find interest in. So that's what they're looking for. So if it goes through that filter and makes it onto the pages of a magazine or a newspaper or onto the airwaves of a radio show or a TV show, that's, you know, that's, you can't put a price on that sometimes. In fact, there's a kind of an unwritten kind of school of thought out there. It's called the publicity multiplier factor, where you can put an ad, a price on an ad. If you buy a quarter page ad in XYZ magazine, it's going to cost you, you know, $3,000. That's the hard placement value of that. But there's kind of a school of thought that the publicity multiplier factor is anywhere from 5 to 10 times that as a value of that publicity placement as opposed to the ad placement. And certainly that's, you know, there's debates on whether that's certainly something that people believe in. But it's the bottom line, credibility with an ad and a publicity placement are not even close in comparison. The publicity placement, credibility wise, is through the roof.
Todd, is there any other advice? I know you mentioned that you need to have an angle, you need to have a unique story. Is there any other advice that you can help our listeners and readers that if they want to try to do this themselves? And I know it's difficult to do, and I know it's important to get that information out. But is there anything that an individual can do to get some PR themselves? Is there a couple tips that you could leave us with that they could help if they don't have the budget? And we'll talk about what that budget is in a few minutes. But what advice can you give them if they wanted to do it themselves to get some PR?
Sure. My advice to people to get the best media exposure and best media interest as possible is to, quite frankly, make the media's job as easy as possible to cover your feature. As a former news person myself, we would get tons of press releases and media kits throughout a given week, and we'd put them out on the desk and try and figure out which stories we wanted to do. And quite frankly, the ones that we did were the ones that had the path of least resistance. We might have wanted to cover media kit number one, but boy, that PR firm made it really hard to do the story. They didn't give us the right contact information. There wasn't enough background information or text to put into the article, that type of thing. So that made it hard. So if you can make the media's job easy to do to feature your product, the chances of you getting that media exposure and coverage is exponentially higher. And by doing that, very simply, just write a release or put together a media message that, again, plays up the nuances and what differentiates your product or business from possible competitors out there. That's what the media are looking for. They don't want to do another story about another burger chain opening down the street. But if that burger chain sells elephant meat, boy, there's an elephant there. There's a very unique story there, and there's the news peg that they're going to be looking for. So come up with a news peg, something that really sets your business apart, and then provide supportives. And by that I mean, make sure you have high-res, at minimum 300 DPI photos. The media like JPEG, so 300 DPI JPEG photos of the product or of the venture that you're trying to generate publicity for. If they ask for a photo, get it to them immediately. Media work on next to no deadline sometimes, and if you can get it to them, like when I get a media request from a contact throughout the country, as soon as I get that, I fire it off to them, just because sometimes if you don't get it to them that quick, they'll move on to your competitor, and your competitor will get the coverage because you were too slow in responding. So
those are some great do-it-yourself tips, Todd. But when people are looking to get publicity for a new product and are paying for a PR guy like yourself, what should they expect to get for their money, and what questions should they ask any PR firm they're looking to hire?
Yeah, I always tell clients or prospective clients or people that I'm consulting with, if you're looking to hire a PR firm, the big thing you need to do is ask them to show you what they've done in the past, successes that they've had in the past. I mean, they can say, oh, yeah, we can send your stuff out. We can get it out to, 5,000 different media outlets, 10,000 different media outlets. Okay, that's great that you can get that out there, but does, in the past, have what you put together from a media message standpoint and a media contact standpoint, the marriage of those two, has that generated media exposure before? Where have your products or release has been featured. Have them give you a listing of, okay, we were in this magazine, we were in this newspaper, these radio shows, these TV shows, internet sites, that type of thing. So you can see where they've had success before and exposure before. Now, that doesn't mean that just because they got a client into, USA Today newspaper, that doesn't guarantee that they're going to get you in USA Today as well. But the chances are, if they've added it in there, maybe they have a media contact, and so that your chances are better. But if they come back and say that the only places they've been in, gotten their clients featured, are in, 16 different community newspapers in Southwest Texas and Louisiana kind of thing, well, then yeah, that's probably not the best PR target or the PR best PR choice for you. So just make sure that they've had some media exposure successes and get a look at those. And by all means, talk to clients that they've worked with. That's one thing that I do. I'm happy to let any prospective client talk to any client that a current or former that I've ever worked with, to let them see how, what did you like about him, what didn't you like. And I always tell clients, I don't want to move forward on this potential contract until you feel comfortable with what we can do for you, and we feel comfortable with you moving forward too. So just get references and look for successes that they've had in the past that prove that they know what they're doing and they can do the same for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the interview, Todd. Do you have a website that people can visit if they want to contact you?
I do. It's spreadthenewspr.com. That's all one word, spreadthenewspr.com. And that just basically describes who we are and what we do and how we help our clients. And on that site, going back to what I just talked about, we have listings of clients that we've worked with and successes that we've had right on the main page. If you click on the main page, you'll see, clients' successes where we've had them on CNN and gotten them in on the Food Network and in the LA Times and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, that type of thing. So I welcome people to hop to the website, and we do offer free PR consultations to help you see how PR can benefit you. So I'd be happy to talk to anybody who has any questions or would like to be consulted.
Stephen, did you have another question for Todd before we wrap up?
No, I think it's wonderful, and I want everybody to check out Todd's site, take a look at it. I think he's done a great job for his clients. I think PR, if it's tough to do, Todd, I know it is, and sometimes you need that professional help. So, you guys, if you need some help, Todd's the guy for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd.
You bet, guys.